Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Last week, I had a request for some podcasts on phrasal verbs. In English, there are thousands of phrasal verbs. I think that there are only a few hundred that are very common, but there's still a lot to cover. I was taught that the best way to present new vocabulary is meaning first. So today, I'm going to start by presenting 8 different meanings or uses of phrasal verbs that are related to socialising with friends or spending your free time with friends. Let's imagine that it's a Friday and you want to relax with some friends after work. The first thing you need to do is make a plan with your friends. You need to ask them if they want to spend some time with you. You could ask them, "Do you want to meet up later?" To meet up means to meet someone at an arranged time, usually for social reasons. This is quite an informal question, so it would probably be quite contracted, and there's a good chance that the T at the end of meet and in the middle of later would be replaced by glottal stops. A glottal stop is a complicated way of saying that the word stops quickly, so instead of saying meet up, you'd say meet up. Listen to this. Do you want to? Do you wanna? Meet up later. Meet up later. Do you wanna meet up later? Okay, now you have the beginnings of an arrangement. You might decide to meet up in town, perhaps at a pub or a cafe. Now, if you arrange to go into town, you might offer to pick your friend up on the way. So this is our second phrasal verb, to pick someone up. Means to give someone a lift or can just mean to meet at the person's house and walk with them. It normally means to collect someone in a car, but when I was a student, I didn't have a car and me and my friends would walk everywhere and we would still pick each other up. You might say, "I'll pick you up at 7. I'll go to your house and then we will go together to the pub or cafe." There is another meaning to the phrasal verb pick someone up, and it means to meet someone for the first time and start a romantic relationship. In some places, there are bars known as pickup bars where you can meet people and arrange, well, less romantic relationships. I learnt this in a bar in, well, I don't want to say where, but it wasn't like a pub in the UK. I was very young and naive and felt quite stupid when I realised I was in a pickup bar. Let's imagine now that you've had a really hard week and you can't face a night on the town. You would like to see your friends, but the idea of a busy pub or cafe and public transport sounds too much like hard work. So, what do? You invite your friends to come to your house or flat. You ask them, "Would you like to come over to mine?" To come over means to visit someone at their home. Let's focus on the pronunciation again, as this is informal language, so the question would normally be contracted. Would you like to? Would you like to? The K in like is often replaced by a glottal stop. Come over. The M sound at the end of come links to the beginning of over, so it sounds more like come over. Come over. Would you like to come over to mine? Imagine again that you're on your way home from work when someone stops you and asks, "Do you want to meet up later?" But now you can't, as you already have plans. You have to say, "I'm having someone over." You'd probably say, "Sorry," or "I'd love to, but I'm having someone over."
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The phrasal verb to have someone over means to have people visit you at your home. When you have a plan to have someone over, you'd normally describe it using the present continuous for the future. This is a little bonus grammar because it's a perfect example of an arrangement, that is, a future plan made with other people. We use the present continuous because it's not just our plan, it's the group's plan, so we have less power to change it. It's an arrangement. Back to our imaginary evening plans. Perhaps you'd like to see a good friend who was off work today. You're a bit worried, so you want to find out if they're okay. You might say, "I'm going to check in on James on my way home." To check in on someone means to call at their house to make sure they're okay and don't need help. It's a kind thing to do. It's similar in meaning to check up on someone, but to check up on someone is a bit more intrusive. I check up on my kids when they've been quiet for a while. You might check up on someone to make sure they're not up to mischief. During the recent COVID lockdown, I used to try to check in on my parents. They were fine and didn't need my help at all, but it made me feel better to check in on them. There are some similar phrasal verbs that mean to go to someone's house without an invitation or arrangement. These are to drop in on someone or to stop by. I dropped in on Bill last night to see his new pet dog. We normally drop by when we're going somewhere else and a friend lives in the same area or on the way. I was in the area, so I thought I'd drop by and see if you were in. One more phrasal verb that's similar is to pop round. I use this to talk about a short visit. So I might say, I'll pop round later to drop off the parcel. Or because I do IT support for my dad, do you want me to pop round and take a look at your computer? Back to our Friday night plans. So, you've invited your friend to come over to yours at 7, but they didn't arrive until 7:45. You might say they showed up 45 minutes late. To show up means to arrive somewhere to meet a group of people. We normally use it if someone arrives unexpectedly or late. I have a friend that is always late. If you have an arrangement to meet at 6, she'll show up at 7:30. If you have an arrangement to meet at 7:30, you can expect her to show up at 9. Perhaps you arranged to play some games or watch a horror film or order some Chinese food. However, if none of these things happen and you just sit in the kitchen and talk, you could say, "We ended up just chatting all night." To end up is the last phrasal verb I want to describe, and we use it to say what happened in the end. So there are two main uses. One might be when you have problems deciding what to do. So you could say, Bill wanted to go bowling and Sally wanted to go dancing, but we ended up just going for pizza. Another way you can use it is to describe what happened at the end of a busy night. So I have another friend who's a bit of a party animal. I often find myself saying, I went home at 11. What happened to you? Oh, I ended up with this big group of foreign students at a party at the university. To wrap up this podcast, I'm going to present one last idiom that we use at the end of the evening when it's time to go home and go to bed. You can also use it at home when you've had enough and want to go to bed. You can say, I'm going to call it a night. Do you want to go to the nightclub? Nah, I'm tired, so I think I'm going to call it a night. And this is now quite a long podcast, so I think I'm going to call it a night as well. I will present some more B2 upper intermediate phrasal verbs next week. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.